Nate Taylor, what's up, man?
We were
just saying that this is a great day for camp, and we love it.
Yeah, I talked to a fan, Justin, from Wichita, brought his wife, brought his kids. It was his first time here for Chiefs camp, and never come back, sir. It'll never be this good. Get the photos of the kids with the players now, and don't do this again. Because today is... I mean,
in the 12 years I've done this, maybe the nicest day.
Picturesque. It's perfect.
Polar opposite. We had someone that came by earlier today and told us on Tuesday it was the hottest camp day they've had in St. Joe history since they've had the camp.
Oh, my God. I wish I knew that.
120 on the field.
Yeah.
I wish I knew that. I knew about the 120, but, yeah, to put it in that context from a historical standpoint, because, again, ever since Andy Reid's been the head coach, obviously they've been here, and as long as he will be the head coach, they'll be here. So that is saying quite a lot. And we just had Nico Remigio in the media tent for the press conference, and he was talking about how much exhausting you are, he said because your skin is so hot and you're sweating through everything that your skin actually hurts, that it's so sticky that you can't even I was like, he's like, yeah, you got to go to a dark place. I was like, a dark place? Like,
Andy's taking him to a dark place.
By the way, he gave you some great stuff. I feel like that's just like a great column leading off with the description of the heat. My goodness.
I have to go to a dark place.
A dark place. I'm like, well, think about this guy. He has to do kickoff. Return. Punt return. Hey, man. Because I asked him, I was like, hey, it's unfortunate, but like, this is why you're here, right? Hollywood Brown has the injury. Xavier Worthy missed some time. Again, it's the hottest day in the history of camp at St. Joseph. How many reps, dude? How many? Your body can't be prepared for this. And his answer in short was no. And my body hurts when I'm just standing
when
in
I exist.
Heat. Yeah.
Because of his importance to the team, Nico Remigio, we know Tobe loves him and all that other stuff. And because Tyquan's had a good camp.
He has.
Sky Moore's days are done.
Okay.
Come on. Okay. He's not even on the field right now.
So,
he's done.
So, think about this. He had a core injury last season. The year before that, he had a knee injury. And now he's dealing with a hamstring.
I guess they just want to stash him on PUP they can. Like, what's the point?
He's a great hang. That's the point. He's a great hang. He's a great locker room guy. I thought that they would go into this trying to feature him in the preseason to see if maybe you could get something.
Yeah, seventh, whatever.
Yeah, or to just do right by the player and say,
sure,
hey, you're
an opportunity.
Yeah, you're a former second-round pick. It's not going to work out here likely, but, like, you got legitimate tape in our Lord's 2025 year, and you can be somebody's fourth, fifth, sixth receiver on a less competitive, less stacked roster. But you got to be on the field, man. So – Nico Remigio can do the things Sky Moore can do, and he can do the things that Sky Moore has not proven to do better.
Yeah.
And you have Tyquan Thornton, and you have Jalen Royals. It's just – I think the receivers are set at seven, and it's just a matter of what young player do you want to see on the practice squad that you can continue to develop over the course of the year, whether that's Badger, whether that's somebody else, Brownlee. But, yeah, I think for Sky Moore, as much as I hate saying it, I don't see a path right now.
We've been doing the Camp Darling Island, and so we've been trying to keep you guys on today.
We had to eliminate somebody.
It's tough because we need the preseason game to happen, but today we eliminated Noel Williams just because he hasn't long term.
No buzz.
There's nothing happening at camp. Right now I feel like even with the Fulton injury, he hasn't been getting – mini
that
reps
is,
with the ones. Feels like it was an opportunity.
Yes.
If he really would have caught on quick, he could have got a lot of playing time early. And right now, this does not mean that he can't end up being a
Spags
very good
day
player.
One said it was fast for him.
True. That
so
is
he
true.
Got eliminated today.
Yeah, and that's understandable. not many highlights. They've put a lot on Nazi Johnson. Nazi Johnson is basically like, I guess, the next man up if Christian Fulton isn't available or if he has an injury.
Spags loves Nazi Johnson.
And hates Josh Williams.
Yes.
Like,
weird.
That's been established for years now. He does anything to get Nazi Johnson in the game and anything to get Josh Williams out of the game.
Josh Williams is running with the threes today, guys. Ooh. Why? Well, you're wasting his time. Why? Which, again, maybe you'd want to feature Joshua Williams in the preseason if you want to try to, divvy up something.
He started games in NFL corner.
Yes, he was
got plenty of
serviceable.
Experience.
Nazi Johnson is the one that they've put the most effort and feeling into. Did I just grab that? Wow, nice.
Yeah.
I think that was a wasp. I almost caught it. He was tickling my
ankle.
That'd
have been bad.
Maybe. Maybe for the Wasps.
Nate just squeezes his
head. Yeah, I have been known to catch a fly or two with my bare hands just by good hand-eye coordination. Look, I guess Noah Williams is like your fifth corner. Where is Christian Nolan Wallace and all of this? Shamari Connor, don't ever
forget about CRW.
Yeah, I mean, he could be a practice squad candidate, too, in case of emergency kind of breakout. I still think Shamari Connor's best as a safety. Now, what was fascinating today is even without Christian Fulton, we saw Trent McDuffie back in the nickel.
Okay.
So they were having these mixed sort of rotations of, hey, Jalen Watts is on the outside, obviously. Trent McDuffie's in the nickel. Hey, there's Nazi Johnson. Or, hey, there's maybe Noah Williams. Or, hey, there's Chris Roland Wallace on the outside. And you would think that spot is reserved for Christian Fulton when he returns. Could be, I guess, if I were him, I don't know how. I mean, again, it's not a serious thing. But
I'd wait another week. Can't be over. Wait a week and a half.
Let's look at the forecast, and I'll tell you when Christian Fulton will return to practice.
My ass be waiting 10 days.
You're like, get to that first preseason game, and then call me. Yeah,
I'll be available right when you guys get back to Kansas City. I'm available.
Coach is like, hey, we would really love to see you with the rest of the guys. Hey, coach, I know, but this knee is just, you never know what day, what it's going to do from the next day. What's the forecast, boys?
Let's see. Daily.
We got next. Are we in the 70s anymore?
70s through the whole weekend.
I don't think so, Nate.
Mid-80s. 81 on Monday, 87 Tuesday, 86 Wednesday. That's okay to come back.
That's okay.
That's livable.
You can do it.
I thought it was going to be bad.
Nate Taylor from ESPN.
Who ease you in? Ease me in, coach.
So what else, though, in terms – we were joking about the camp drawing thing. Who else, I should say, has stood out to you? We've all talked about, I think, the key storylines at this point in time of camp. But has there been anybody you feel like is not being talked about, whether it's by us or anybody, like, hey, this is somebody to watch, or this is something that is either concerning or just – Has it been pretty – you know what? This is a team that was in the Super Bowl last year. There's other than what we already saw with Simmons, there's not a ton of questions to be answered.
If you have the heart, the desire, the want to come out here in St. Joseph, or if you just want to observe every clip available on Twitter, I think my answer would be Kingsley Suamataia, because there were reps today where he was challenged by God himself in Chris Jones, and it did not go well. And there are some – reps where you're like, okay, I can see that he has the improved strength from a year ago. He does have the ability to hold up a little bit longer at guard than he would at tackle when there's a lot more space. We've already predetermined that Joshua Simmons is a Hall of Famer. Just put it in ink, guys.
Yeah, it's
measure this man now.
Too late on that. I said today, hey, can we should probably like put the brakes on a little bit. It's too late.
Too late. No, that train been gone. So I would say of players who are actually important that are actually going to play significant snaps, again, I think the team has given every opportunity for Kingsley to get comfortable, to get the full transition from tackle to guard. We know that Jalen Moore is sort of like, you know, I guess glorified, overqualified sixth offensive lineman who's mostly just there in case Juwan Taylor.
He's like the most qualified sixth lineman, probably.
Yeah, I mean, if Juwan Taylor keeps having, you know, the niggles with the knee, okay, fine. You know, he could obviously play tackle. But I think of guys of importance right now, I would say that we don't really know that you should watch, that you should sort of have updates on, it would be Kingsley. Because he's getting really tested by Chris Jones now that we're getting into, like, the long drive periods and the, you know, hey, I've seen your moves now. Like, you want to see
what you got.
You want to see mine? There was one rep today where the rep was over. And Pat, they just said, don't hit him. Don't touch Patrick. Yeah. Don't touch Patrick.
He wouldn't have gotten the ball off. It was so fast. It was over quick.
Yep.
They still let him throw the ball, even though that seems kind of useless at that point, because he definitely wasn't going to get a chance to do it.
Nope.
Like, I guess that's the thing with Kingsley. It's like, I still got hopes that he can be a serviceable guard, but, like, I know Caliendo can be a serviceable guard, so, like, if things go south in a hurry,
right?
I guess I'm not, like, overly panicked. I watch Caliendo mostly go unnoticed for a handful of weeks.
In the most important stretch of the season last year, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is Jalen Moore real? Like, would they really try him a guard if it went bad with Kingsley rather than Juwan, or they just want to have him there? I always think the thing about, like, putting a tackle at guard, your backup tackle, is
right.
Then if you have a problem, you've reshuffled the entire offensive line in two different ways. And
right.
It kind of sucks to, like,
yes.
take your guard now back to tackle. Now you need a different guy to play
yes.
guard, and then you just start, like, the continuity stuff throws off.
But. And the issue, too, is how much can you really practice that once we leave St. Joseph? You know, yeah. we're in the season now, man. We got to go through the game plan stuff. We got to get things really, you know, detailed, oriented, and polished for whoever the opponent is that particular week. So, again, it's nice to experiment now. It's nice to at least see what Jalen Moore looks like in the preseason or training camp at, you know, a guard position that he really hasn't played ever in the NFL. But, yeah, Caliendo is going unnoticed, and that's fine because he is a very capable backup player. But you've invested so much money in Jalen Moore that it makes sense why you would say, hey, due to the investment, due to the fact that, you know, we thought he was going to be our starting left tackle, we should probably see him in our offense sooner rather than later, even if it isn't at the optimal position that he is, you know, known to have played before. In the
I mean,
NFL.
We can talk about it because I know people always get upset, like, why'd you spend the money? Like, when they signed him, they had
there
no left tackle.
There was no guarantee.
And
that
no
they
guarantee.
Were getting, yes,
yeah, they
yes.
had no options.
What?
They had to pay him as just like a net.
Yeah,
in
and they,
case.
And they also targeted him because he was younger than Dan Moore, and the Tennessee Titans gave Dan Moore how much money?
4 for $80, I think.
Oh! And he not even good!
They paid him a lot.
I'll just be honest. Dan Moore, not good. Serviceable, not good.
This
There's
also just speaks to how hard it is to find left tackles.
Thank you. Yes.
We heard from Andy say, you know, we're the out of concussion protocol. We saw him back at practice today. Drew Tranquil tweaked his back or strained his back on the final team period. No Hollywood Brown, though, out there.
Right.
What are you hearing? Is an ankle injury? We said on Tuesday, don't worry about it if he doesn't practice on Wednesday. On Friday, let's check back in.
Yep.
Where are you? What are you hearing, and when would you be concerned?
I would be concerned if he doesn't make it to Monday.
Okay.
Because Monday's the next off day. So, like, if we go through a whole practice window, technically, you know, today, Saturday, Sunday, off Monday, and then you got to get ready for a preseason game.
Yeah.
Hey, bud, it would be nice.
Once Rasheed Rice, we knew he was about to get suspended. I would not
I
play Hollywood Brown in a single preseason game.
But
especially
I don't want him
now.
To take a snap in a preseason game.
But Andy's so traditional. I understand that, like, he got one preseason snap last year in a new offense.
Yeah,
so.
And I won zero this time. None.
Well, when we know for sure, most likely, I mean, today's Friday, right? I got to be on my phone this afternoon because, hey, what if Roger Goodell decides?
Today's the day.
Ian Rappaport is telling us they don't do the Friday.
Yeah, we asked him about that. He said no Friday 5 o'clock dumps anymore.
Ian Rappaport work for?
That's true.
The National Football League.
Get out of here.
He was offended by our view as well. He sat down and he said, you guys can't see.
He said, you can't see practice.
Well, I mean, it's
I got to stand up to see it.
Yeah, I don't get to decide, you know? I try.
If I got to decide, I'd just be standing next to Andy.
Right behind the quarterback, seeing everything. God, what a
I'll get out of the way.
We just have a booth set up right there at the 50-yard line watching practice.
I don't know if I want to hit the 50. Chris Jones just like
no, it'd be great.
Gets mad
oh
one toss through right. and I just wiped out.
Right. The fact that you can hear everything already is great about practice. The other thing, too, is you understand that, okay, these guys are moving at a fast rate right now. It's August 1st.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine what they move in October? Don't ask me about January, where it's going light speed. Guys are banged up. Guys are colliding at such a rapid pace. I try to tell people all the time, man, you better get here if you're really about it. If you're really desire, if you love football, come to St. Joe. Cause look how gigantic these human beings are, and they not even moving fast right now. Cause it's a practice, and this is that we talked to one of the referees. The refereeing crew was here last week. They're like, hey, we just called this man up from the ACC, right? He got the promotion. He's learning the ropes. He's in the NFL. We came to a training camp practice in late July, and he said, holy bleep, this is not the ACC no more.
No.
And they're like, in my head, I was like, so he's going to be a bad ref for half a season. He's going to be trying to catch up. He's going to be trying to catch up. Hey, bro, if it's fast now. Whew.
I did like last night Hall of Fame game. They had the digital line markers.
Yes.
Baby. Let's go.
I want the golf clap.
Yes.
I want the tennis sound. Yeah. I want that. Give me a little.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me a little drama.
Hey. first down.
give me a little drama. That's the way. This is a business. You
yes.
Give me a little juice.
Yes. Yeah, don't just sell
I also
me a
don't
video.
Want the only tweak to. They went full screen on it. I don't want full screen. Give me. I need the coach's body. I need.
Yes,
I need.
Reaction.
I need the reaction. That's what
yes.
we don't. We don't get the reaction
yes.
with the digital. So I don't want full screen digital. I want the screen of the yard marker.
Yes.
And then give me Andy or Mahomes or whoever reaction.
Yes, because the beautiful thing in tennis is they do that, right? They show
yep.
you what the call is, mm-hmm. and then if it's Nick Kyrgios or Novak Djokovic yep. or Serena Williams at the time, they'd go, are you kidding me? Like, they couldn't hide it. And it's just like, yeah, because you're competing.
That's what you want.
And you want it to be in or you want it to be out in your favor, even though, like, the technology is pretty accurate. You're just like, whoa, you know. So, yeah, I need – who's the grumpiest coach? Could we have Brian Daboll just being like, I hate my life. I hate the technology hates me. Like, it would be great.
Now you got me thinking.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea, Alex. I need the coach's reaction you got a fourth down call ready because it's short. It's short of the goal.
I also think that they could move the ball, like have it move like it's moving to the line, and then either it stops
it stop?
Or it doesn't. Yeah, like, oh, come on. It just or it goes just over the line. Yeah. A little more animation in it. Because I told, like, people were like, it takes away, like, the anticipation of this. I said, no, it's just a different anticipation.
Right.
Just as long
right.
as you do
right.
the
look,
product
look,
right.
Look, I'm not of that certain age yet. I loved it in the 90s. Like, Pat Summerall's like, we got to take a break. They're bringing out the chain gang. And it would be this 30 seconds of, like, did he spot it right? Okay, he's going to – are we ready? Okay.
I'm waiting for
back
the
away.
Conspiracy
Back away from
year,
the camera.
Though.
Back away from the camera. Let's extend the – ooh.
Nate, you know what's going to happen.
Fourth down.
You know what's going to happen.
Oh, they're going to say –
when the Chiefs start winning and all of a sudden when everybody goes from they're done to, oh, it's rigged for them, when that, which will be about week three. We'll be about week three of the season. When we get there, then people will try to claim that the digital down
oh
marker somehow is, like, hacked into
yes.
by
yeah.
the Kansas City Chiefs or
some
crap.
Pushing a button in New
yeah.
York. Hey, just move it a little bit.
Yeah.
Just move it a couple inches.
Also, Grumpy's has got to be Sirianni, doesn't it?
Ooh. Especially if they, like...
He's just an a-hole.
Well, true.
Not Grumpy. Grumpy, true. you think like Belichick, like... Mm,
oh,
that's,
it'd be,
well, that
it would be
Grumpy.
Great if Belichick...
Yeah.
Maybe like the new... I'm not saying the new Belichick, but like Mike Vrabel.
Vrabel. Okay.
Vrabel
he's an
already
old school
be,
dude.
Already be in a combative mode in early in training camp. I said, Coach, we ain't even played a game yet. Like, chill out. Like, come on, bro. Like, I'm barely paying attention in my own pressers, my own questions. What are we doing? So, yeah.
We can all just take this as practice.
Exactly. Like, that's the beautiful thing about last night. It's like, oh, it doinks off the upright. Perfect.
Love
there's
it.
There's no better example. Hey, you fumbled on the opening kick.
That game did have everything.
It was just like
night.
Perfect. Like, this man hasn't been tackled in how long, God knows how long. Coach, don't cut him. Don't cut him. It's the first kickoff of the first preseason
game. He forgot what it was like.
He didn't know, man.
It looked like Dan Campbell had a linebacker returning kicks for him.
It was incredible.
Last night.
He just said, you know what? Have fun, son. And then he was like, ah, that's right. These guys, it's the NFL. That's right. That's right. Even the twos and threes, you're just like, all right, let's not do that again. Secure the ball.
Nate Taylor, our Chiefs insider from ESPN. Appreciate you stopping by as always after practice, man.
Yeah, this was fun. We should do this every 72-degree day.
Yeah. I've been happy to come down today.
God, I got so many thoughts I can actually think.
Well, tomorrow, if you stop.